countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Welcome back. I'm Brenda Donoghue. I'm with you this morning on Countrywide. So what happens to older racehorses when their career is over, but there's still plenty of life left in them? Few of them spend their retirement in the yard where they're trained. Some high flyers graze in the paddocks at the National Stud. But a new organisation called Troella aims to give retiring racehorses a second chance as show jumpers, eventers and hacking horses. Suzanne Campbell visited the Mullins in County Carlow to find out more.
The barn managers come in at 6:30 to check all the horses, make sure that they've got through the night okay. They get fed then. We muck out between kind of 7 and 8, clean the stables, and then we ride out from 8 o'clock to in around 1, 1:30, depending if we have 4 or 5 horses usually in the morning. And we take an hour for lunch and then we come back after lunch, brush the horses over, skip out their stables again, feed them fresh water, put them on the walker, put them in the field, and we finish up at 4 o'clock.
Patrick Mullins, son of trainer William Mullins, takes me through the busy day at one of the world's most famous racing yards in Closutton, County Carlow. Patrick, an amateur jockey, is involved in a new initiative to rehome more racehorses after their careers are over with an organisation called Troella, meaning another direction.
Troella, you know, the three foundations of it are to connect, support and promote. So, you know, we had horses here, Florida Pearl, Alexander Banker, Widder Witch, who we kept after their retirement. But obviously, as the yards got bigger, it's harder to find homes for them all. So it's a great initiative to have a organisation where we can say we have horses for rehoming and people who are looking for horses can go to them and put us in connection with them. So it works well.
Rehoming, it's become, I suppose, more on the agenda because, like yourselves, yards get bigger. There's more horses in training and that's great. It's a very active sector. What are the issues when they come to the end of their careers? Where do most of them go and what do you try to do here in your own situation with those?
Yeah, well, we've always had a list of people who would contact us saying, you know, they're looking for horses. So if you have a horse that obviously A is sound and B has a temperament, they're very easy to rehome then. You know, people take them as hacks, people take them as hunters, show jumpers, dressage horses, eventing. Some, of course, go to the sales to go to other racing yards. Some go point to pointing. So there are a lot of avenues there. But, you know, sometimes you have to hold on to them for 4, 5, 6, 9 months until you find the right person for the right horse. Because it's important to find a good home, not just any home.
Most racing yards try to rehome horses, but there is now more onus on welfare after racing. And racehorse owners also need to be aware and prepared for their horse's life after their racing career has finished.
I think a lot of horse owners have realised that there's a responsibility with their horses when they're finished racing that they have to look for somewhere to end their careers.
Trainer Willie Mullins.
So I think owners have to also bear the responsibility of looking after a horse when his racing career is finished. When a horse retires from racing, they're still only 10 or 11 years of age and, you know, they've 10 good years or maybe more, and we try and rehome them all the time. And we know that the horses with the different temperaments, the highly strung horses that maybe need more advanced riders, but there's lots of horses there for the riders that are not as advanced and are easily rehomed and retrained. We look for people, and these horses are there for free most of the time. You know, they will do show jumping, they will do eventing, they will do just ordinary everyday Saturday hackabouts, and we've been amazed at the work that some people have done.
And I suppose when you think back, decades ago, before I suppose warm bloods came into Ireland, the thoroughbred was the animal of the gentleman or lady hunter. It was the hack. It was the horse that did everything. So we tend to maybe have lost that feeling of their trainability and their versatility.
Yes, they learn things very quick. They're adaptable as well. That's the key, I think, the adaptability of them. It's amazing.
Young event rider Claire Farrell competes at international level and is retraining a horse for eventing that won over the flat and hurdles with Willie Mullins. She's based near his yard in Goran, County Kilkenny.
This is Renetti. He's an ex-racehorse. From the first day, I realised that he was quite talented. He's a great bearing, very easy to retrain, very straightforward, and he was very naturally well balanced.
Yeah.
So he took to the flat work very well. He doesn't think he wants to hang around too much.
He wants to look at his friend, the pony over the rail.
He knows we're talking about him. But he's a privilege to have in the yard. He is a playful character. It can be a handful walking out to the field, so he will drag you out. But he'll stand and wait till you take the hell collar off. But then you want to get out of the way because he does take off bucking around. He's loving his new career. He's loving a new way of life. And definitely it's become part of the family, which is a great thing. Every member of our family here have ridden him, so he just shows that you can put anyone up on him.
Mm.
Which I know not everyone can think of in a thoroughbred, but he's would have been a very talented horse on the track. I'm looking forward to hopefully a full season of eventing with him. I really do think he could be one of the next big horses for it.
Would you recommend to people who would, particularly as sport horses are so expensive now, just to consider maybe taking a horse from a racing yard?
Oh, definitely. I think every racehorse has the trainability and adaptability to become a horse in a new career. Not just because they're an athlete, you can produce them to be one of the very competitive event horse or show jumping horse or even in the show ring, but you can also get the horses that you can just hack around and enjoy life on without breaking the bank either. Like, you get such satisfaction out of it. You're giving them a new opportunity, and the fact that they want to do it with you is twice as good.
Claire and her racehorse Renetti will be competing in a Pro Celeb Show Jumping Challenge organised by Trowella next Thursday. The show aims to exhibit the versatility of thoroughbreds to people who might want to rehome one. Patrick Mullins is one of the jockeys on the teams competing, which are made up of jockeys, show jumpers, event riders, and they're all jumping racehorses.
There's 8 teams. We've got a lot of professional jockeys. We've got a lot of professional eventers, show jumpers. Sam Watson, the Olympian, is joining us. Colin Keane, Davey Russell, Paul Carberry. And then we're joining up them with people who have X-race horses. And there's 4 in the team. And I know Ruby Walsh's daughter, Isabel, is involved as well. So there's some younger people there.
Was it hard to get the jockeys to commit to doing something in show jumping? That's not the usual day.
Yeah, I mean, and it is the middle of our season as well. People are busy, but you know, everyone was happy to give their time. It's a great cause, and I think it should be an enjoyable evening.
That was Patrick Mullins ending Suzanne Campbell's report there. And if you're interested in that event they mentioned, it's called Trowella Pro Celeb Challenge. It's on an Enfield County Meet next Thursday. Full details on trowella.ie.